Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, and to our very first broadcast of 2014. My name is Christian Falvey, and I've prepared for the occasion what I hope will be an enjoyable start to the new year for you, a half an hour with one of the best composers of modern Czech music, perhaps modern classical music anywhere, Bohuslav Martinů. Martinů was a fantastically inspired musician, something one could perhaps put down to a natural consequence of being born at the top of a bell tower, overlooking the beautiful East Bohemian landscape above the town of Polička at the end of 1890. If tales of his youth are true, then we can say that he was composing music for about 60 of his 68 years, eventually amassing half a dozen symphonies, some 30 operatic and ballet pieces, and countless works of smaller scale. He was indeed a modern composer, and much of his work is highly complex, particularly if one's head is still spinning from New Year's Eve. So this seems a good opportunity to give you something much simpler, but just as inspired, in my opinion, as anything else Martinů wrote. It is a cycle of 14 short piano pieces called Puppets, composed over 12 years between 1912 and 1924, and beginning at the end with perhaps the most well-known of the sketches, Columbine Dances, performed here by M.L. Leichner. The early writing of Puppets in 1912 began just as trying times were coming to an end for 21-year-old student Bohuslav Martinů. His years of study at conservatory in Prague had been tumultuous. He had failed his exams repeatedly and seems to have found little inspiration in his teachers, who in turn had little hope for him. He had failed his second year, received the lowest marks in his third, and fared no better when he switched to the organ department. In his youth, he had honed his great ability for the keyboard through instinct, and the lack of professional instruction made it hard for that instinct to shine through in school with the best young players in the country. He was finally kicked out of conservatory in 1910 for, quote, incorrigible negligence. Such a situation must have been all the more difficult for a young man who owed much of his opportunity to the kindliness of his small-town neighbors, who had believed in his talent enough to raise the money to send him to the big city for an education. Nonetheless, in 1912, he could at last write home that he had earned his degree, and it was then that he began the composition of the first puppet pieces, which he completed in 1914 to much acclaim. They include Pierrot's Serenade, Columbine, and the Puppet's Ball.
Thank you.
The puppets are an extension of Bohuslav Martinu's great love for theatre and a musical version of the Italian Commedia dell'arte. Each of the short sketches is devoted to a puppet personality, strung together by the dancing, singing, and reminiscing Columbine. The poor but cunning coquette of the Italian improvisational theatre, whose name means little dove. They also combine and perhaps exemplify the many forms of music that Martinu moulded over those years, namely French Impressionism, Neoclassicism, and Jazz, and the composers whose work had moulded him, like Debussy and Stravinsky, to name a few. Through these, he put together a style of music that was unique to him, and in some way uniquely Czech, despite the fact that he spent more than the second half of his life outside of Czechoslovakia. Looking back, he considered puppets to be the only composition written before his 33rd year that was actually musically mature. The next pieces, composed during the years of World War I, include the Puppet Theatre, the Harlequin, and the Sick Puppet. In the years that followed the composition of puppets, Bohuslav Martinu became one of those few composers whose work was widely appreciated during his own lifetime. He fled Paris, where he had spent the last 17 years, just ahead of the German invasion, eventually securing teaching positions in several prestigious schools of music in the United States and establishing himself there as a 20th century Dvořák. His vast repertoire of about 400 works makes him perhaps the most prolific Czech composer of classical music, but still through the tremendous successes of complex works like the opera Giulietta, the double concerto for two-string orchestras, the oratorio Gilgamesh, and countless others, the puppets are rarely neglected in any discussion of his musical legacy. Today, as much as ever, the pieces are a staple of any young pianist's education, particularly in the Czech Republic, simple as they are on the one hand. On the other, though, they are works full of nuance and sophistication that only the most advanced performers can play perfectly. The cycle was completed during Martinu's last 2 years in Czechoslovakia, 1922 and 1923, when he was a violinist for the Czech Philharmonic. Played here from that last series are the new puppet, labeled a shimmy, the shy puppet, a chanson, and the dance of the puppets. That brings us to the end of Radio Prague's English broadcast for this first day of 2014. If you would like to hear this program again or any other, our archive is always on the internet for you at radio.cz/en, along with all the latest news from the Czech Republic. Feel free to write to us with your questions or comments at english@radio.cz, on Facebook or Twitter under Radio Prague, or with a good old-fashioned letter to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, and all of us here at Czech Radio, I wish you a happy new year and thank you for listening.